Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
The right way. Shake up. icon James Khan presents The Cocktail Party, Sunday, May 29th, 2011. The Upscale Ballroom, 3900 Bexley Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night, the icon, Jack Mizrahi, and the icon, Selvin Khan. Your DJ for the evening, legendary Von Allure. Doors open at 10 p.m., ball starts at 2 a.m. Be on time. Table, $125. Categories include mini grand prize, $250. Toast your favorite legend. Grand prize, $500 as a house. The nightlife. Contact information. Icon James Khan at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubal Khan at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Khan, see in person. The icon James Khan presents The Cocktail Party. It's not to be missed. Cheers.
Serving up the beats and making it hot. It's DJ IQ.
You gotta go with Lord. Nothing much, just sitting here, just chilling, honey. I heard the ball in Pittsburgh was a mess, honey. I need to find my girlfriend, Miss Goddess, honey. They said she had a lot to say on the other show,
mind
honey.
Mind you, I had hit it. I only went to that bar for 5 minutes. I didn't even say that bar was, it was too much going on when I went in the door, and I was nervous, so I just hit it.
I just text Miss Gardner, honey, to see if she's going to come on and tell us what happened. I hear the children were snatching the microphone and all types of things and all types of madness and everything, honey. I was gagging when I heard all of these things.
Oh, it was just too much. It was too much arguing going on. And I was only there for like 5 minutes. The girls was arguing and bickering and reading each other. I said, you know what? I'm about to go. I went back to my hotel and I just, you know, got online and met up with a boy, and you know what, I did my little thing, and you know, I hit it from Pittsburgh. not my type of city.
Oh, child, I heard it was a big mess, honey. I see, I don't know, honey. But baby, what I tell you, girls, they tore it down in Chicago, honey. Baby, well, why wait for the girls to come and give me the tea on, Oh, I know. I see you on the line. I see you down there. I got you. I see you, honey. But, baby, it was a mess. They gave the very Maya Xevisu 007 and Courtney Mizrahi and Kima Mizrahi. They had a big, nasty fight in motherfucking Chicago. It was a mess, honey. So, sister girl, it was a mess, honey. So, you know, I gotta let my girls and everybody in the chat room get the video, honey.
Oh,
so I'm gonna have to
God.
Put the video in the chat room, honey. I got the video. The video is up in the chat room, girl, and y'all can go and see the video. It was fight. They were throwing chairs and everything. It was total mayhem, honey. It was
Wait
the
a
girls
minute.
Going
Kelly, the video says this video has been removed by the user.
Oh, damn. The girl took the video down. They took the video down, honey.
Where Courtney is, did Courtney and them put it up? Courtney and the other person that you said?
I don't know who put the video up, but I guess the video, they removed the video. I'm gagging if the girls removed the video because they sent it to me the other day. Honey, and they were throwing chairs. They were throwing. I seen like 4 or 5 chairs being thrown. The girls, it was just a crowd of girls just on top of each other and all types of things. Hold on, 15. Let me go get my other motherfucking bitch and my motherfucking sister, the East Coast.
What's the juice? What's going on? Hey, everybody.
Nothing.
Hi, America. Hello, chat room and all you listeners that's on the line. So I hear you speaking about that shit that happened down in the village.
No. I'm not talking about that yet. I was talking about the fight in Chicago.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Wrong place. I'll just be quiet until you bring out that shit.
Wait a minute. I have a question here. What is going on? I went to Pittsburgh to a late-ass function, and I miss all this fighting. What is going on?
Well, baby, they was tearing it down in Chicago, honey. The girls was tearing it down in Chicago. They was throwing chairs and everything. But, honey, breaking news. I don't know if anybody has heard, but yes, the young children are now destroying the village even more. They tore, when I tell you they tore Dunkin' Donuts down on the top of Christopher Street, when I tell you they were throwing chairs in there, bitch. They beat up the cashier. They were stealing stuff and everything. And it was on Channel 7 News tonight. The young Similac, the young Infamil children have gone wild.
Sheree and all of them damn children that run around that put on wigs and people that decides to be take hormones. This is why we have that term female figure. All this fight and stuff everywhere, everybody hitting people with chairs, bitch, where's the hand skills? Why are people busting people with chairs and trying to take their life and hit them upside their head? What happened to fighting it out?
Yes, I remember. Yes, I do. I definitely do remember Tiffany's. I remember Tiffany's back in the days, honey. But child, these girls are with past Tiffany's, honey. These girls be having monkey wrenches in their bag, hammers, and all types of things. These young bitches don't play, honey. They battle, bitch. They battle for blood, mister. When I tell you, they fuck that motherfucking Dunkin' Donuts up, bitch. I was gagging at the video the way these children were throwing chairs and snatching donuts and sodas and all types of things. It was ridiculous.
And then the new kids wonder why the old school girls are involved with that shit, because we ain't playing with them girls. I'm sorry.
No, and then y'all wonder where that term female figure came from.
Okay.
You got to look at it. It was nothing but a bunch of female figures in there throwing chairs.
Private callers. We don't accept private callers on this line.
Oh my God.
We don't do ain't nothing private about anybody that call into this thing, honey. We
who
all,
said
we
why
all
not
community.
Like that? That sounds like a butch queen trying to be like, huh? Well, y'all know, of course, we're going to have lots of cocktails this weekend in D.C. And I hope that y'all keep and do not bring none of the whoever's talking, tell them to shut up. Sounding like a fucking rat. No, I hope nobody thinks to bring that shit into D.C. We're going to have fun. Everybody's going to have fun. We're even going to try to get a light picnic on Monday. So I would hope no one come in with all that animosity and all those devil ways. Keep their anger somewhere else. Pray it out before you get to the building. But that won't be happening. We all come in peace. I want everybody to come. I want to add the board. We have added categories. It's going to be really nice. But I want everyone to come in peace. Take that grudge and go throw it into something positive. Take it off because it's not necessary. We all know Supreme doesn't play that, but big enough too, I don't play that. Don't come disrespecting the building. We all should be in there, and let's all go have fun and have a really good time.
Well,
and he's going out of his way to make this special. So let's not make it juice.
I want to know about these motherfucking girls in motherfucking Pittsburgh snatching the motherfucking microphone and getting on the microphone and reading it all types of motherfucking shit. I want to know what the fuck happened in motherfucking Pittsburgh. That's what I want to know. Because they said that the motherfucking Detroit team came to motherfucking Pittsburgh. Chaos Mizrahi team came to Pittsburgh. And they did not motherfucking play with the motherfucking girls. That's what I want to know what happened. I want to know what happened in motherfucking Pittsburgh. And the only bitch that can give me the motherfucking real motherfucking beat and don't have to worry about biting their motherfucking tongue as a motherfucking bitch that will wear a motherfucking toga, bitch, a motherfucking goddess, bitch. I need a motherfucking goddess to tell me the motherfucking team, bitch, on what happened in Pittsburgh. That's what I need. I'm praying, my hands is up to the Lord right now, and I'm praying for a goddess to come drop down upon me and give me the motherfucking team, honey. Hold on. I think we got a goddess on the line. Is this a goddess on the line to give me the motherfucking team?
Hell motherfucking yeah, it's a goddess bitch up on this motherfucker. Hey, how is everybody doing, first off? Let's start with the ball in Pittsburgh itself was a very nice ball. Jack and Chris did a very good job. The categories went well. The kids, to be Pittsburgh, it was really crowded there. It was really nice. And as far as grabbing microphones, I'm the only bitch grabbed the microphone. I'm the only bitch with enough balls to do shit like that. And I didn't have to grab the microphone. I said, Jack, bring me the microphone, and she brought it to me. And it was because it was the teams that were battling, and bitches was just sitting there acting like they didn't know it was worth it. It was $4,000. Bitch, if you don't have successful balls, well, let me go back. If you have a ball and you're giving away $1,000, you want people to judge your ball accordingly. And some of those girls was not doing that. So I felt like you're not just going to give my sister $1,000 away to anybody. It's just not going to happen like that. So I told anytime when them bitches came wrong, I would tell them, it's not $1,000 worthy. And if you're coming for this $1,000, you better come for this $1,000. $1,000 correctly, because I'm just not going to give you her $1,000 flat out. It's just plain and simple. That's anybody ball I go to. Kelly, you done sat next to me many times on panels. You know I don't give a fuck. Legends, icons, I don't give a fuck. If you wrong, you wrong. And I'm going to tell you wrong, because I ain't worried about no bitch running up on me. Flat out.
Never will be.
But the ball itself is really
nice.
So, I'm not trying to make no new friends. And that's how that went. It was just plain and simple about giving away somebody's money. When it's your money on the, you on the other side of that table, and it's your money that they're giving away, you standing behind them saying, please judge my ball right. If y'all don't see it, don't just give them my money. But when it's somebody else's money, girls just tend to just give it away. That's not right.
I know that's right, baby. They do tend to do that, honey. But here, I want everybody that's out there and everybody's listening, myself and Michael Haynes will be having a ball the Friday before Jack's Rumble, honey. That Friday in Jersey, it's going to be a nice event, honey, and it's going to be grand prize. It's going to be New York versus D.C. versus Philly versus New Jersey, honey. And it's a lot of categories, and it's a lot of cash given out. So all the girls try to get in town on Friday, honey, because it's going to be a festive weekend, honey. And I'm also having a cookout. This is not an open-to-all cookout like my one I'm having in July. This is by invitation only. That's Saturday, and then Sunday will be the Rumble.
Is she?
What? Hello? But also the ball in Pittsburgh was really cute. One thing I can't say I did like about Pittsburgh is that when the girls came out and the girls was performing and they was doing those dips and those spins, nobody got up and was crowded the runway. The girls wasn't doing that all types of shit when the girls was voguing and everything. Everybody sat there, and it was like back in the days. The girls just sat there and watched the
kids
perform. Nobody got
and
up
did.
And did that and all of that bullshit. For that, bitch. When I watched the video, I said, oh, bitch, none of these girls got up, and bitches was doing all types of Superman flips and spins, and these bitches sat in their seat and watched the girls perform and just clapped from their seat. That needs to happen more often.
Now, high crowd control stay. It was like two security guards, like at the end of the runway, who I think kept them people from getting in that aisle. But it was okay. It was really decent for it to be Pittsburgh and them not being a ball city like that. It really turned out to be really nice. It was a total of six teams,
because I heard somebody made an incorrect on the other show and said it was seven teams. It was only six teams, because I was the one that was collecting their money when they came in, because they had to pay money. They in the pot money, so they had to bring it to me. It was only six of them. And out of the six teams, all the teams did well, but in every team, somebody deserves not to be in there. So I want nobody to feel like just one team turned it out, and every team, somebody deserved to be chopped. But chops was not allowed per team members like that unless they was on their one-on-one battles.
Yes, but you know what? I wish the ball that me and Michael Haynes is having on the 17th, I wish I could have a team from Detroit on that motherfucking flyer, because Detroit does not play, honey. You think if I was to take a pin a team captain for Detroit, they would bring a team and come up here on the 17th before Jack's ball?
Yeah, they will.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna pick Detroit on the flyer. I'm going to head up. I need a fat bitch in Detroit to make the team captain. Who do you think it should be, Goddess?
Do use Chaos, because Chaos, right now, she's a Vogue girl here. She's one of the outstanding Vogue girls here, so use her.
Okay,
she can put together a team.
I'm going to call JD's. I'm going to call Janice, and I'm going to make Chaos the team captain, and it's now going to be Detroit versus New York versus New Jersey versus Philly versus Baltimore, D.C., June 17th here at the Globe in motherfucking New Jersey, bitch. And
that's
I want
it.
The girls to come out, and I want the girls to motherfucking battle, bitch.
As far as you said, as far as you saying, what about the Garcon child, 15? She lives in Atlanta now.
Yeah,
she lives in Atlanta
lives,
now.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yes, I'm going to do that. I want the girls to come out, and I want the girls to motherfucking show the fuck out, honey.
Yeah, they will. They will.
Bitch, I want the girls to dance, honey. I want the girls to fucking dance, bitch. It's going to be a fabulous weekend here in New York. You know, that Sunday is Jack's birthday ball. The girls is going to come out for the birthday ball. So, bitch, girls, come out and motherfucking dance, honey. Bitch. But, yes, honey, they said, oh, wait, hold on. I have callers, honey. Hold on. Let me see who this is. 317-529, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hey, Kelly, it's Cassandra. What's going on?
What's going on, Cassandra?
Nothing, chilling, just listening tonight or whatever the case may have you. But I will be at Uncle Mike's Ball and Jack's Rumble Ball. I hope my girlfriend's going to be there.
Who's your girlfriend?
I wonder that. I just really hope my girlfriend's gonna be there, Miss Pretty Allure.
Pretty Allure.
Yes.
Oh, you want a piece of Pretty again?
Yes.
Kelly, can I say something real quick? This is 15.
Yes.
Cassandra's on the phone. I just want to say I saw the clip of that last rubber ball. Miss Cassandra, you motherfucking turned it. And usually,
Cassandra Ebony?
Yeah,
yes, that is.
Sound like hi, Cassandra. How are you? You sound like a drag queen, Miss Day. Yes. You sound like a drag queen.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically you came up here tonight on the shit starting show to let the world know that you hope Pretty is going to be in the building. You miss him, and it's time for y'all to get on the floor.
If anybody's out there and they're listening, honey, and they're around Pretty or they know how to get in contact with Pretty, June 17th at the Globe at myself and Michael Hayes.
Take it back, Deja.
Cassandra said she wants Miss Motherfucking
fucking
Pretty.
That's right.
Law on
who
the
you want?
This is how
Cassandra
I want
told us who
the
she
day.
Wants. That's right.
I'll
we'll
make
take
sure
it back,
she
Kelly.
Tell
that's right.
Now.
Yeah, Cassandra. That's right. Deja and Allura. That's right. Take it back. He wanna get on
yes.
the floor.
So y'all
get
better
on
somebody
floor.
Out there. Somebody out there tell Pretty that he was called out June 17th at the Globe. Cassandra, what's a piece of hell?
Oh. Actually, it's not only June 17th since Jack's Rumble Ball is the very next day. I'm gonna go for 2 out of 3 because you know what. You can beat them once, but you need to beat them a couple of times to let them know that you're the what, the who. Okay.
Okay, well, see, I like that you're feeling it and you bold and Benji kind. Is there anybody else that you would like for Pretty to bring with her?
Oh, she can bring Davina, no shade. She can also bring all the girls that nice and what that's been nice and thinking they've been getting over this.
No, I want to hear your call. You said Davina, Pretty. I need to know. I want to know who you want. So when I'm watching, I know what to expect.
Davina, Pretty, Day Day, Mizza.
Cassandra, if you don't make it, if you don't make it on
high.
The team.
I love it.
Hold on, Cassandra. if you don't make it on the New York team, I do have Butch Queen Performance and Yellow and Black, Saucy Cunt versus Dramatics, 2 trophies, 1 cash.
I have a question. What y'all mean if she don't make it on the New York scene? Isn't she pretty much the most in New York?
Yeah, I think that was pretty much shade.
The team captain for DC is going to be Little James Khan and the yellow, white, and black team. The team Philly is going to be Kevin JZ and the black and white team. The New Jersey team is going to be Don Ebony and the red, white, and black team. And team New York, the team captain for New York has not been picked yet, and hopefully I'm going to have Team Detroit, and that's going to be Chaos Mizrahi, and that's going to be in the green and white team.
Okay.
Well, whatever team, Cassandra just told y'all who she wants, and she ain't got to be on no team. Be there.
To the person that's in the chat room that asked me about the realness categories for that night, the realness categories that night is I have Butch Queen realness versus Butch realness versus Trans Man realness, three trophies. The same thing for Pretty Boy, Pretty Femme Queen, and Butch Queen realness, and it's serving in anything black, white, or yellow.
Cassandra, would you like to battle Naomi again?
Damn. I've been waiting
for that battle again. I want to see it.
It's so the fuck that. I'm going to need that soon.
This is what I'm talking about. Make these bitches hit the floor the right way. You're doing it. It sounds like you need to get some action. You need these girls on the floor.
It's no shame. I miss the girls. I have been coming out and stuff like that, but I really haven't seen the girls. Like, y'all live here. Y'all live in NYC. And I know y'all
are
getting busy.
I think you need to get your show on the young girls. What's going on? They not hanging in there long enough. Where are they?
Oh, well, hold on. We got a bunch of callers that's calling in.
Yeah, I hope some of them are on this phone line.
917-574, you're live on the air. 917-574, you're live on the air.
Oh, she
okay,
kicking.
I guess not. The
I
next caller is 614-371. You're live on the air on the recap show. 614-371. You're live on the air on the recap. Yes, you're live on the air.
Hi, this is Sasha, a.k.a.
What's going on,
Kelly?
Well, now this show has got hot. The thing that opened the building.
What's going on? I miss y'all so much.
She said this is Sasha. Yes! Sasha, where have you been? They said they want to see the girls on the floor. What happened? Y'all get a little bit life and y'all go running. You can't dip no more, Sasha. What happened? Where you at?
Nicole, hold on, Sasha, for a minute. The mother, Naomi said, Cassandra, she's not ready for her.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay, Cassandra, she told you now.
Hello?
Yes.
Can y'all call away? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, okay.
Can all the girls hear me when I say this?
Hello?
You can hear me.
Cassandra, are you still around?
Motherfucking Paliza. It's no shame.
Cassandra.
It's been years and years and years and years and years and years ago. But it's a new
Cassandra. That's still Cassandra.
Yes, that's Cassandra. You interrupted her speech. Go ahead, Cassandra. Go ahead.
Well, finish your speech, and then I have another message.
I said, Miss Thing, we have a long time ago. It's a new game. It's a new motherfucking era. And the girls are not just swinging their hair no more. What the fuck was happening? Breaking these elements down one by one. Hands, performance, stuff, or sense, and all of that. And incorporating new stuff. We're not just swinging our hair. We're just going to Vogue. We're going to Vogue down. We're going to do it like two. We'll do it.
Okay, well, hold on, Nicole. Welcome to the radio station for the fourth time in Blog Talk history, the legendary mother herself, Naomi Mizrahi. She says she don't want to talk, honey. She said she has proven everything she needs to prove. She said to tell Cassandra that she has taught Cassandra everything she knows.
Fucking how?
How not?
Hello.
It's Juice. I don't think Lele. First of all, we're not listening to Lele from the background. This is Juice on this show. Where y'all at? Because Sandra came up here and made it fucking hot. We're going to get y'all on this floor. Shasha, what's Juice? You got, you what, you can't dip no more? What's going on?
What's going on, baby? I miss y'all so much.
Well, what about you on the floor?
When you want, I'm coming up there to eat it up for Jack's birthday ball.
Oh.
Girl, you said you was coming up here last year for the birthday ball.
You know.
But let's not forget, we have a ball that's coming real soon in D.C. And the categories are very interesting.
I want to battle Kelly.
Oh, shit.
I'm kidding.
You want a piece of mother.
Yes, girl, she want you. They want you to bring it like you brought it at First Friday.
Well, baby, I'm going to have to let the girls know, honey. You know, I will be in the building, honey. I will be in the building. That if a bitch come out, and they say they wanna play with me, you know, mother's going to come out, and I'm going to give the girls a shout.
Kelly, we need to open a pot.
Oh, well, we can open a pot. They can definitely put in a pot, honey, because you know, honey, I'm coming out, honey. You know, Miss Beverly might be on the back of that floor too, honey.
Kelly, I want to be like Laomi and Skittles.
Oh.
Laomi and Skittles.
Yes, honey. Hold on, y'all. We got another caller. The next caller that we have is 843-325. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Oh.
843-325, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not.
No, they don't want to talk.
They don't want to talk, honey. They cell phone, honey. Also, we have another caller. 347-543, you're live on the air.
No.
Yeah, I want to see Bernadina Cassandra.
You want to see who?
Bernadina Cassandra.
Who is Bernadine?
I'm not in the tsunami town. Oh, town. Uh-uh. He sounds crazy. No. Oh, no.
Don't talk about somebody's damn crazy.
Oh, who you talking about? Who you talking about? Bernadine, she died. She's crazy like her mommy.
Yeah.
I'll mistake you. You girls are really trying it.
She's crying.
I want to see her at Cassandra.
I'm gonna fuck you up. I'm going to fuck you up, honey. You wanna see anybody else?
Let me see.
No, not really.
A lot of the girls, they're bogus dry.
Oh, shit. Oh, girl, hang on.
Who is that one alive? Talk of one
off.
Oh,
please.
Shit. Oh, shit. Somebody in the chat room said, is that Elmo?
Just know I know you.
Miss Kelly, don't know
what I'm Miss Kelly. Miss Kelly, what's going on?
Nothing much. I'm just sitting here.
So who else you on the show listening on this show? Who else you want to see?
You
know everybody.
No,
you want to battle me? But you want the old way from me? You think you can pop dip and spin?
Oh wait, and wellness.
Oh, you don't want me, baby. Oh, you don't want me. I'm sorry. I'm on a moan attack over here. I don't think a lot of girls want me. I'm soft as parquet.
$20 off a mouth from Kelly. What are you talking about?
Kelly, you giving it all like that, sis? They go.
Baby, you know if they got their coins, I'm selling them.
I'm on it like crazy.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, I am parquet, bitch, to the every dime. Trust me. So I don't know.
I'm coming to your boy, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, caller, for calling in. If you got anything
else,
take
it. Have a nice day. See you on the runway.
Cassandra, I just got a message that came across Yahoo, Cassandra, and they said, ask Cassandra was she hot the last time she battled Pretty.
Hello?
Yeah.
You here? You heard?
Absolutely not. I had to glue the motherfucking braids on my head inside the back of that motherfucking pool. So, no, I was sober as shit. I didn't drink anything. Nice and what. And I was worried about the fact that I didn't even know the beat that I was given at that ball. You know what I'm saying? Because my production CD wouldn't even work. So, no, I was absolutely sober.
Well, for your tens, though, you ate it. You, that side dip that you did, you have this new dip. Mind you, I don't want nobody
who
to
won?
See the move that you did. She got this new swing dip that Cassandra did.
Who won?
Pretty had won. And it's no shame. She had to go with this one stunt, whatever. I'm going to give, you know, no shame. This thing had pulled out her motherfucking
But you
chain.
Was having complications that night. So you, with all due respect, you know, with the complications. And I feel you.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Wait,
hold on, Cassandra, because it's a lot of, this person is sending me a lot of questions. They said, Pretty sat you twice or three times?
Pretty sat me twice. She sat me once at the collection school. And I sat her at the New York City Awards Ball, and then she just recently sat me. So, yeah, it's not sitting right with me.
Okay.
I want pretty on this motherfucking live. Hold on, we got another caller. 267-549, you're live on the air on the recap show.
I just want to say the girls was sitting yesterday at Six Flags.
Oh my God! Who is this?
What's up, Miss Kelly?
What's going on? How are you doing?
Oh yeah, they went about. I don't think you want to come on this line and discuss this Six Flags situation. I'm not. It's not choice, because Miss Kelly will get read back to that Batman ride and that cyclone and whatever she thought she was feeling fab on. Huh, Miss Nanushka and her fucking husband.
They were sitting.
They were sitting on the ground. And Six Flags.
Please, Adi, please do not do that. Do not do that to my listeners. I was in Six Flags and I had my Benji Cum Jordans on, honey, with my apple bottom jeans, honey, and my apple bottom red top and my little short little wig. And we was up in Six Flags with our season passes, honey.
Mm-hmm.
We did the damn thing, honey. It was cute, honey. The Blondies
mm-hmm.
was in the building. A big shout out to the
Blondies.
Don't
try to use them season passes again. Watch where. Watch out.
The Blondies was definitely in the building.
The weather was shady.
Yes, the weather was shady, but it was definitely
it,
it was definitely packed. No,
it
did
rained.
Not rain. It was no, it didn't
oh.
rain. It was just a little chilly, but
oh,
we had fun. We
dear.
Made the best out of it.
Mm. Okay, can you put me back on hold, please?
Mm.
Okay. Yes, honey, it was definitely cute. It was definitely cute. And I definitely, oh, my God, I went to Joe's Crab Shack on Saturday. It was definitely fabulous at Joe's Crab Shack on Saturday. Yes, I had a blast, honey. But I want to talk about Father. I want to talk about Father Deshaun Herrera from Virginia, honey. Somebody says he walked Thug's realness, and he also he's an over butch queen up in drags also.
Oh, wait a minute here.
What?
I thought. Wait. Oh God, forget it.
Okay, let's go.
I just checked.
Oh, see,
why y'all gagging like that? Y'all is over here falling out. I'm only saying what the callers is saying to me.
What did they? Forget it. You
well,
know
that's what somebody sent me. Somebody sent me that on what you call it. On Yahoo.
What happened? But Kelly, do she look better than Marco up in drag?
They say he's cute. They say he's a deadly Thug realness, honey. But they said he's cute, a cute butch queen up in drag also.
Oh.
It's a mess. It's big juice. That's a big juice.
The big juice is where is Freddie?
Hold on. I got a message from the law spokesperson, and I'm going to come back with a message from the law spokesperson after these words from our sponsor, James Carr.
The icon, James Carr, presents The Cocktail Party, Sunday, May 29th, 2011, at the Upscale Ballroom, 3900 Sexy Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night. The icon, Jack Mizrahi. and the icon, Southern Khan. Your DJ for the evening, legendary Vonalore. Doors open at 10 p.m. Ball starts at 2 a.m. Be on time. Table, $125. Categories include mini grand prize, $250. Host your favorite legend. Grand prize, $500 as a house. The nightlife. Contact information. Icon, James Khan at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubal Khan at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Khan, see in person. The Icon, James Khan presents The Cocktail Party. It's not to be missed. Cheers.
Yes, that's the Icon James Khan ball this Saturday in Suitland, Maryland. Be there or be square, honey. What are you doing, honey?
It's this Sunday. Why every? I want to correct that. Everybody think that it's Saturday. It's Sunday. Remember, Memorial Day is Monday, which is everybody's off. Hopefully we have a picnic that day, but it's actually, the ball is actually Sunday, and a lot of people think that it's Saturday. It's Sunday.
So what do you mean? The ball is not Saturday night, Sunday morning? Sunday?
Well, yeah, well, it's still Sunday. It's after 12 o'clock. It's Sunday to me. You say Saturday into Sunday. To me, that's Sunday, the 29th, right? If it's going to start and it starts at 2 o'clock, it's Sunday. So Saturday, what you saying, Saturday into Sunday is still Sunday.
Oh, but still, girl, stop getting me confused, girl, because you're getting me
No, you're confusing yourself.
No, I'm not, honey. I said Saturday, honey. Saturday into Sunday.
No, that's not right then.
Sunday morning. Sunday morning.
Mm-mm. Impossible. Hold that pause.
Wait.
Well,
so
where
ball
is.
Starts at 2 in the morning. The ball starts at 2 in the morning.
I will let you know in 60 seconds.
Oh.
I'm sure I'm saying it right.
Okay.
The ball is the 29th. The 29th is Sunday. That's Sunday into Monday.
Oh,
oh.
No. Oh. I didn't know that. I'm still going to go.
The ball is on the Sunday into Monday. Remember, Memorial Day is that Monday.
Monday, right.
Right. And that's the 30th. And then this Tuesday is the 31st. So it's actually Sunday into Memorial Day. It's the Memorial. It's for the Memorial Day weekend. And then Monday, Memorial Day, then there will be a cookout gathering for all the people that are coming
to
D.C. So. As everything, it's going to be very accommodated. James is trying to figure out everything to accommodate the whole weekend because it's not sure if there's going to be
right.
No longer be a rumble ball there. So, that was what was on the schedule. So it was going to be Sunday into Monday, and then the rumble ball would have came that Monday, which was Memorial Day.
Mm. Mm-mm. No gagger.
Why?
What?
You're judging that you can't get it together while you're getting
Because I was leaving D.C. Monday morning at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wow, that's Memorial
Day. Why would you leave in that weather? And what happened to the barbecue? What is going
on? Monday is my birthday, honey, and I need to be back in New York City
for
my birthday. I need to be back in New York City Monday for my birthday. I have reservations with my mother and my husband's mother to go to dinner Monday evening.
So I guess you will be leaving the mall as soon as it's over because the mall will not.
Yeah.
So, wow, that's juice, Miss Kelly.
Yes, it's a big juice.
That
is
a very big juice.
But Cassandra has hung up. But Cassandra, if you're out there listening, the Allure spokesperson said to tell Cassandra to get through Thaddeus Balenciaga before she tries to call Pretty out again.
Oh,
that's no competition. They be trying Cassandra.
I think they just tried.
That's no shade.
No shade.
No
shade. No shade. No shade.
No
shade.
No
shade.
They not
no shade. I just think that was just a try. No. We're not going to talk like Cassandra is some new brack and she has to break down. She's actually broken down a lot of people and broken down a lot of barriers. So let's not do that.
Well, the shade is Nicole. They didn't have Cassandra lose to Miss Thaddeus. Like, I don't think she's beaten Thaddeus yet, but I mean, it's just no shade. I mean, Thaddeus is okay and all, but not on Cassandra's level. No.
It's a big juice. It is. It's a big juice. But you know what? I don't know where Lisa, I don't see Lisa around tonight, but I definitely want to do a show tomorrow. Ooh. with Nicole and Lisa to talk about STDs and herpes and gonorrhea and hemorrhoids and all types of things with Nicole and Lisa.
Okay. You really want to do that?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I'm positive because it's a lot of things going around. Yes, it's a lot of things going around, and the girls need to be aware, and the girls need to know the symptoms and the signs of things that's going on with themselves, and other people need to know what's going on with people that they're sleeping with. Okay. Why are you pulling out, Nicole?
Oh, my God.
Yes, honey, because, you know, it's a big juice going around, honey. It's a big juice, honey.
Who's sleeping with who?
Oh, well, you know, mm-hmm. I'd rather save that for later, honey, you know.
So you tell who's sleeping with who tonight, and then we tell what can happen tomorrow night. Okay,
well,
I got
baby.
It. Okay, so we're going to tell the team tonight, and then tomorrow night we can tell what can happen to them if they continue, you know?
Okay. Hold on, we got a caller. 678-705, you're live on the air.
Hello, lady.
Yes.
How are you doing?
We're doing great, and yourself?
I'm great. I just want to call in and say hi, and I miss everybody. That's basically it.
Now, who is this?
One of your favorite viewers from Atlanta. It's been a while, but Kelly, you can't forget about me.
What's going on? How are you doing? How's the job treating you?
I'm doing good. Miss Nicole, girl, you can put stuff on my Facebook wall. You getting quiet now?
I don't know who is this. I'm just, when I'm putting stuff, I hope everybody
the
put
one
on nothing.
The one and only Lala, get with it, Dory.
Well, I say, because you old school about it, I want to make it hot tonight because we're being messy at the same time. Who would you like to see on the floor? Where are they? Who would you like to see? What would be so interesting? It could be runway. It could be face. It could be whatever. What would be an interesting thing to see on the floor, something you haven't seen in a long time?
Let me see. Well, since I live in Atlanta, you know, I would like to see Miss London back on the floor, because I'm like London, Miss Allure. I don't know if she's still Allure anymore, but I remember when she used to really turn in, you know, come to the functions and have her little cute little gimmicks and stuff, like when she had the little violins and all that kind of stuff. I feel like Female Figure Runway is not what it used to be, so I would love to see her come back and turn in again and, you know, get the girls.
Okay, who would you love to see her walk against now?
Let me see. I really don't know. I just want to see her back on the floor. Like, I really don't know because I really don't.
You know who I want
to
see?
I really
don't
go to the
Bronx
like that anymore, really, you know? So.
You got
to
make a battle, Kelly. You got to make a battle.
I'm going to give you a battle. I want to see, you know, the hot female figure, the Femme Queen Runway's on the floor. I want to see Miss London Allure. I want to see Miss Monica 007. I want to see Miss motherfucking Whoopi Mizrahi. I want to see the legendary Mariah Revlon.
That's who I would love to see eat these girls again, Miss Mariah. Now, I would love to see Mariah come back to the floor. Mariah, where are you?
Kelly, but what about Miss Tyra against Miss Eve?
Ooh, 15, cut it out.
That's an old school battle.
Tyra, where are you?
Honey.
We can't mention that without Tyra and Eve, honey.
Well, Miss Kelly, I got somebody for you. I want to know, where's Miss Janetta Brown?
Miss Janetta Brown is working. She's working and taking care of her children. She's a lady, honey.
Mm-hmm. Pretty sure he's not coming out, I guess.
And don't forget Miss Giselle Extravaganza.
Oh, my God.
Also with those girls.
Yeah, kick me down the stairs. She dances with them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Dominique is the runway ruler now.
Don't forget Tyra Law. She is the $5,000 runway diva.
Well, y'all talking about run all this. Where's Ricky?
Let's not do it. Oh, chill, honey. Back in the days.
Kelly,
but yes, y'all definitely.
Whatever happened to Jermaine Mizrahi, the one that come with the effects, that's so effective that walk runway? I haven't seen him for years. He stayed in Virginia.
Jermaine is in Jamaica right now. Jermaine will be back really soon.
He's in
Chanelville. He's in Jamaica. He'll be back sometime in August. He'll be back out of Jamaica from visiting his aunt in Jamaica.
Is that Jamaica Queen?
Yes.
Balenciaga.
Baby. But we need to talk, but y'all, for real, Nicole, y'all really need to have that show. U15 and motherfucking Lisa need to have that show about these STDs mistaken and these crabs and chlamydia and gonorrhea and herpes mistake.
Sometimes, honey, you can't murder somebody who's already the walking dead and don't want to face the facts.
No, but you can create a tionic bomb, bitch, enough to blow you, that person, and the neighbor out the motherfucking building. It's still big juice. Whether they got it, who had it, with given, bitch, you don't mix, because mixing can, you know what bleach and Drano and Pepsi does?
Girl, hold on, we got a caller, 336-858, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey.
Yes.
Hello, wonderful people.
Hey.
How you doing?
I know this is very irrelevant to what you guys are talking about, but I
that's all right. It's a platform. Go off.
I just feel the need to call and give a special shout out to Coco Ebony and Chicken Ebony for being such wonderful role models.
Oh, okay. Good. Shout out to Coco and Chicken Ebony.
Yes. That is all. God bless.
God bless you as well.
All right.
Okay, honey. Yes, honey. I would like to give a big shout out. I would like to give a happy birthday shout out to my son, Mike Mizrahi from Virginia. I would like to say happy birthday to him. It's his birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Which Mike?
You don't know him. He walks right away.
Oh. Happy birthday, Mike.
Yes, honey. I'm gonna give a big shout out, honey. Let you know. Hold on. Let me go to my other Facebook page to see what girl's birthday it is, or my girl's birthday, so I can give the birthday shout out.
I got a birthday shout out. I'd like to give a shout out to Sincere, my son Sincere Khan from Philadelphia. Happy birthday, Mike Ebony, Harlem's finest. Happy birthday to you as well.
Yes, honey.
And also, it was Claudia's birthday as well. Happy birthday, Claudia.
Happy birthday, Claudia Milan. It's definitely her birthday. Happy birthday to Quest 007. It's definitely his birthday today, honey. You know, happy birthday to y'all, honey. I see y'all on my Facebook page. Shout out to y'all. Happy birthday to all of y'all. Honey. Okay, I'm going to make sure I can do it. For sure, I got to wait until my band release on Wednesday, and I'll make sure you're not going to drug it.
You're going to make sure? Who's going to make sure?
Oh, no, you know, I'm getting my captains together for all these teams and everything, and I have to confirm everybody before I print the flyer, because I don't want to print the flyer and then people are saying that they're not going to be able to do the team. So I need to confirm that they can actually do the team before I actually print the flyer out, because I want it to be hot. I want the whole weekend to be a hot weekend. You know, that's my husband's birthday. It's at 12 o'clock that night. So I just want the weekend to just be a real fun weekend. The ball on Friday, the cookout for the invited guests on Saturday, and then the Rumble, Jack's birthday Rumble on Sunday, bitch. I just want the whole weekend just to be a black, fabulous weekend. Yes, honey. Hold on. We have another caller. 678-577. You're live on the air.
What up?
Yes.
Oh. Hi.
What's up, y'all?
Nicole,
what's
going on?
I just got to say what's up.
And who we speaking with?
What'd you say?
Who we speaking with?
My name is Milbox Ebony.
Okay.
Who? From Atlanta?
Yeah, I'm from Atlanta.
Okay, how you doing, Ebony?
I'm all right.
What you are?
Really?
You are
realness?
15
yeah,
is just
Atlanta.
Like the call. Look at y'all. Y'all pussies over there on hot as shit. A Trady Royce come on, bitch, and y'all motherfucking drawers just start dripping.
Kelly, wait a minute.
Bitch,
Kelly,
after hearing all these motherfucking fake drag queen voices and Miss Between, In Between shit, bitch, what the fuck you expect? We better appreciate when
we
a deep voice get on this bitch.
Kelly, you telling us fathers run around being drags and stuff. I need to know.
Oh, my God,
something.
Please, 15, stop. We got past that.
I don't do no drag. I don't know nothing about all that.
You don't know
you don't know about me.
Baby, thank you, caller, for definitely calling in. Baby, look at y'all. Y'all is
Where's Blog Talk Finest? Where's Miss Keisha?
Who, Miss Keisha? Who is Miss Keisha? Oh, yeah, where is Keisha? I seen Keisha last week.
Where's Miss Kayana Ebony? She always got some Midwest tea. What's going
yes,
on?
I'm
over
begging.
They said it was a fight, but we waiting for somebody to call
but
in.
But Kayana didn't come on. Y'all girls are scared. What's going on?
Hold on, we got a caller. Hold on, we got a caller. 347-543. You're live on the air.
That number came.
So, Nicole, was you giving that to me about drag queen voices? Was you giving that to me?
Oh, my Lord.
Stop saying, oh, my Lord, because the God don't want to help
five,
you, boy.
5, 4, 3.
Bitch, you ain't switch,
two,
boy. You ain't, bitch, you ain't getting me off, so shut up, bitch. You're just a boy. Shut up. Kelly.
Yes.
Why are these bitches coming for me? They got breath in their
mouth.
They got breath in their dicks in their mouth.
Ask them. They right there, honey.
When you say them, you saying them, you saying two people. I don't entertain.
Well,
at 15.
Oh, Nicole says she don't entertain.
15, do you have a problem with me?
Oh, my God, her voice. I can't take it. Hang her up.
And you look fierce. Nobody even know who you look like. You look like a black hole.
Oh, my God. I think the world just ended. Oh, my God.
Who are you? Who are you?
The world
just ended. Let me just say something. You a phone gangster. All you do is sit behind.
Oh, my God. The world just ended.
Oh, my God. Bitch, use me somewhere. Bitch, I'll help you.
Oh, my God. The world just ended.
Bitch, please. You ain't no 15.
It just ended.
Your mother ended, bitch. In your
it
life.
It just ended.
Bitch, you better hope. Ooh,
the world
I'm gonna go off
just
on you.
Ended. And you're still here.
I am. And my teeth are accounted for. How about yours?
I'm gonna fuck y'all up, buddy.
My teeth are a skyrocket. How about yours? Oh, you got quiet,
oh my
baby.
God.
Do you know your status?
Why are you talking about this lady's status? We gotta be talking about STDs and all of those diseases tomorrow.
Put this bitch shit back and be reading every fucking body like she's somebody. Bitch, she ain't gay.
Wait, did I read you last
week?
You can't read
me, bitch. You can't read me.
Why are you so upset? Why are you so upset?
I'm doing what you do on previous shows, I heard.
Well,
I'm going to fuck you up. So why not go up?
Oh, God.
Nicole, you is falling out.
No, I'm falling out.
because, bitch, I know this person. I can't get that voice, but the way they are reading, I know who they are. It's so familiar to me, baby. They like,
I went to Alabama.
Do you?
So, Terry, I'm hearing your birthday coming up. I want to come to the dinner.
The dinner's only for my mother and my husband's mother and myself and my husband.
Oh, okay. Well, I definitely wish you, you know, a happy birthday and shit. You know, you're going to be 21.
Oh, shit. You blow me 15.
It's your 15. She's like a toilet, bitch. She's like a toilet flushing, bitch. Hey.
Yes.
Why do we have a toilet on the phone?
You can speak to that lady right there, honey. I'm not going to get into you and that lady's reading chat.
No, Kelly, you know I don't need a lot of bitch to help me do anything. Ooh. Okay? Uh-huh. You gotta stop feeling it. Not 15. Now, do you have anything else to say? Because I have things to do. My point exactly. Kelly, if I hear something else disturbing, I will come back and read that bitch, okay? Later.
Hey. Thank you. They said, they the geeky. They got to, if I hear anything else, I'll be back to read that bitch.
15, these girls be after you, girl. You done wronged me. I don't think you ever better show your identity, Miss Thing. You better stay like Superman, Miss Thing.
I'll be rough with they feathers, honey.
Bitch,
they said every week she's up on here reading about
it. I don't be reading, though. I just be telling, you know, like it is. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I know that's right.
Somebody call in about this fight and tell me who whooped who. Did Courtney beat up Maya or did
where the fuck is Tayana at? I'm glad that Tayana is not on this phone to tell us about this motherfucking fight in Chicago. What the fuck, Tayana?
Get Mermaid on this phone. That's Courtney's mother. Get Mermaid on this phone.
Yeah,
get somebody from Detroit on this phone. From Chicago.
Stay in Detroit. She should know what's going on and stuff. Come on,
No, Goddess was at the ball in Pittsburgh when they was fighting in Chicago.
But I think she would know. But wouldn't she know what happened? You know, like
no,
she
they
did. From
they said. They said Courtney. They said Courtney warmed.
Go figures.
Go figures.
So maybe somebody could call in here and give us the E. Honey,
okay.
I don't know where my system. Yes.
I need from beginning to end.
Yes, I don't know where my sister Miss Tayana was at, Miss Thing, with the E. I'm gagging.
I'm gagging at that phone, you guys.
Who?
That's making these noise.
Exactly.
Yeah. Kelly,
are you doing
it
right now?
No,
I'm not on Cricket. I'm on my.
See, I got too many things going on with this internet stuff. I'm getting scared. I'm getting out of here.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes. Can you hear me better now?
Yes. I thought that was the popo.
No, bitch. It was the motherfucking popo, honey. What's the popo? Hold on, I got another caller, honey. Hold on, I got two callers. 917-693. You're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly.
What's going on?
This is Keisha. Hello.
Hey, this is who?
Keisha.
Hey, Keisha, what's going on? Oh, you heard your name, and there you are.
Well, I'm going to a new county. Guess what's motherfucking opening up?
Mash.
Crash is back open again.
All right, Mash. Oh, the girls is back at Mash.
Yes, Crash is back open in Queens now, girls. You on your way to Crash now?
Yeah, Mama.
All right, the girl.
I think I should pull myself together, honey. And go
listen, I think you should lay there with your husband.
My husband got to get up in 4 hours and go to work.
Yeah, well, get some body heat.
Yes.
There was something I wanted to tell you, but I can't remember right. It was something I wanted you to talk about. It was something that happened recently. Oh, my God, I can't remember what it was. It was something.
Oh, I thought it was about that herpes and stuff. I was about to say, come on now, that's for tomorrow.
No, it was something I forgot, and I meant to say, but you wasn't on last Tuesday. You guys wasn't on last Tuesday.
Yes, it was.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we was on last Tuesday. We had Fem Queen talk about the seal. About seal.
The seal?
Last Tuesday was a telephone conversation.
Kelly, can you confirm or deny? There was a clip of Vanessa Mizrahi. Some of the girls think that she passed. She did not pass because she was in Miami. Vanessa Mizrahi.
No, Vanessa did not pass away.
No, the girls is always trying to put someone in their grave. No, Vanessa is not dead.
Thank you.
Vanessa comes out every once in a while, but Vanessa is what is that? I don't know what they. I think Buddhist now. She comes out every once in a while. You know, she number young already come.
Okay.
Kelly, did y'all see the new Beyonce video?
Yeah, I think it was horrible and late.
You know what choreographed that, right?
Oh, Danielle.
Yes, ma'am. She was in it too.
I only like the first part with the guys. The second part with the girls, I didn't see it.
Nicole, I miss you. I love to have seen you in a minute. Where you been?
I'll be in D.C. I've been home. Sometimes I got to give myself a break, darling. My back. I'm old. But I'll be out.
Okay. But you know what? I can't wait. I got two people that I want to see perform that that song.
And Kelly, I got to say this. I don't know if she's your child, but Day-Day Mizrahi, that's an up-and-coming Bottom of the Year. Miss Day-Day Mizrahi, Tony Jones is taking notes. Because Day-Day is the shit.
They're taking long for a shirt.
I know that's right.
That's not all Day-Day qualifies for, baby.
Okay, Keisha. You see, changing the subject, Keisha. I got like five more callers, Keisha. See you later, Keisha. I want to see two people perform I Run the World. I want to see Ricky Allure perform that, or Eva Naomi Mizrahi perform Who Runs the World.
Kelly, you know what I
want to
see? Dana. I want to see Dana.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, child, 718-909.
She always acts like that when her kids got the meat. She does that.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Kels?
What's going on?
How you doing? What's up, Nicole?
Hey,
who's this? Baby, God, bitch, please stop being. Y'all stop being nasty. Please welcome to the line. Our master, honey. The master of Semeroni, honey. Father Eric Milan with his motherfucking bachelor's degree, his master's degree. Honey,
you mean stop being nasty? I was saying it right. Yes, bitch. That's real. Hi, Eric. Hey. How are you?
I'm good.
Hi,
how you doing?
Father.
Congratulations on your education and furthering it to all purposes. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. How you doing?
Congratulations, Eric.
See, okay. You fucking it up now because, nope. We was girlfriends, but you're going to get off this phone.
Hello. I want to congratulate him. That's my daddy, okay?
We're going to do that, and you're going to get up off this line because he don't know. No, you can't talk to him. No, he got to hang up.
This is not Sesame Street.
Hello?
Come on.
You sit down.
What you been up to? What y'all been up to? Y'all good?
We chilling, and we really fun. We on this line having a good time like we always do every Monday night. But being that your education is so amazing, could you come on tomorrow night? Because it's going to be a really, really positive topic, and I'm sure that you can give some insight to the whole situation.
Tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah, I could come on here.
We're having a topic tomorrow about STDs because there's a lot of queens running around here with herpes and gonorrhea and the crap and hemorrhoids in their ass. And
we are having a prevention topic. We are not talking about who has it. We're trying to talk about how they shouldn't get it.
But we can talk about who has it. I can drop a couple of names.
Well, why don't you talk about that today? Because I'm not coming tomorrow to talk about who has it because that's against my license. So I want to talk about how we can get rid of it and what we could do about it. So spill the tea right now. Tell it, Kelly. Tell the tea. Because you got juice and you holding it. Tell it.
I can't spill the names, mistake, because they're going to try to get us kicked off the air, bitch, and then we ain't going to have no number, mistake. I can't spill their names, mistake.
Mugler.
If girls do mention names, mistake, you know, I have switchboards, you know, just to rough a holler.
That's crazy. Be nice. What was everybody Sunday for the AIDS walk? Everybody was out there?
No, a lot of people wasn't out there, and it was raining, so that's why I couldn't get out there. Everybody forgive me because I really wanted to be a part of that. And I heard y'all all was out there, Eric, Tashawn, Quincy, Orlo. Kudos to y'all. Mm-hmm. And I think next year we should try to get everybody in the hole because when I heard y'all guys did the walk, and they said it was a long walk. But
Seven miles. 7 miles.
They said it was definitely a long walk. The only reason I didn't go to the AIDS walk because there was a lot of hypocritical girls that was out there and they was walking and they passing it to the girls.
Oh shit, Miss Thing, this is not why you did not want to go. Oh God, please call the police.
Amen.
Wow, but it was 7 miles. It was raining. It was mud. It was hills. But we walked. We did our thing. And I want to thank the entire team, Beckham, Quincy, Tashawn, Yancy, my mom.
I
want to
be a royal part of the Beckham team, baby. They all cute. What's the juice? Why
I can't
be a part.
Applications.
Kelly, you ain't nothing but a cock blocking, cum dropping queen, bitch.
There's only two female backups.
No. Do you know who this is? I bet you they're not soft as me. So why are you talking? Listen, Beckham, Father Beckham, wink, wink. You know, come on, give me approve my.
Listen,
you got a gag. I called Tashawn. I had thought that you had a list. I had no money. Tell the whole world I had $20. I was so upset. Kelly can tell. I was calling her all day. I had called Tashawn. I even hit you up. I was so trying to be up in the building. It didn't work out like that for me.
It was dope. And like I saw your message after the fact because I was like back and forth from Boston to New York. And I was just told just come through and show up or whatever. And I came. I had bought some Red Velvet cake pops, and a lot of people liked them. The party was just amazing. It was all white. We're actually going to have, for the Geminis, I'm a Gemini, for those who don't know. Kel's a Gemini.
I love the Geminis. Everybody but Kel.
Yeah, so June 3rd, Kel's, we'll be back in there again, the same place. We celebrate
the Geminis. I'll be there. I will be in the building.
Oh, yeah, I'm coming to Wamboo through them Geminis that night, darling.
Come
yes,
through.
I am.
You know, we was popping the bottles and all that last time, so it's going to be the same method.
I'm sorry I couldn't come.
Okay,
oh
well, listen, and it, look, could you figure out how I can get an application, being that you mentioned
Kelly, you're trying it.
I'm trying to get an application.
And we're discussing it.
She hit me up on Yahoo, and she said she wanted to talk to Eric.
Kelly, you're trying it.
I wanted to talk to you, Eric. But how does it feel to have a master's degree?
Can you say that one more time? I'm sorry, I didn't really hear you.
How does it feel to have a master's degree?
It feels good. Hard work paid off.
Because you know how these queens, especially 15 on this phone, that bitch don't even have a high school diploma.
15? Oh, is somebody on here at 15? How you doing, 15?
Hello, Eric.
Be nice.
The toilet is quiet tonight because she got a lot of shit
in
her mouth. Can you say you want my smack a toilet tonight? And every night.
That's it. I know who it is. That's it.
Mind
yes,
you, I'm a
new kid.
I'm not even going to go here with her because I really don't.
That
like
is it right there. You saw it.
You just gave it away, darling.
You better sit down, Nicole.
Yeah,
make sure you come
anyway,
this time.
Eric, so what did you get your major in?
My major was leadership and human resource management.
Oh, amen. That's my field, human resource. I'm always saved humanity. Save the humanity.
Yeah.
Save the world. Save humanity. I'm definitely that. I'm a humanitarian. That's right.
This is not to your girl in the chat room. This is not trying to get hooked up with Eric. Okay, stop.
But nobody's getting hooked up with him today on this line while I'm on the phone. So y'all just, we're gonna talk about his education and leave all his body alone.
Oh my God, she's a bad.
Please, no, it's the truth, honey. Now that's realness. Leave him alone. Find him next week.
Kev.
Yes.
You know this is Gemini season officially, so you got to definitely.
It's Gemini. The Gemini's the end,
oh
and the Gemini's fed the fuck up. Gemini's motherfucking rule, and it ain't no motherfucking side in motherfucking Gemini. Gemini's
bad. Bitch, missing the
whole. We got to send a special shout out to all Gemini's out there. Let me let y'all know. They say we crazy.
Two personalities. Switch up.
But somebody said we bipolar. I can say that. Sometimes we are, but we loyal. We a good sign.
I'm sorry, but to the whole world out there, black. I mean, to you know, Eric and Kelly and the Geminis. The word for them is cunning. Be careful.
Cunning.
Oh.
Be careful.
Okay, that's the word for them. The word for them. Their eyes. Their touch. That look. Cunning. Be careful. The devil ain't got no new tricks.
Hold on, we got a lot of callers. Hold on, y'all stay right there. Stay right there with us, Eric. Hold on, who is this?
Okay.
862-215. You're live on the air. Okay, they're gone.
At least they're not cunning.
Eric, you're live on the air.
Tell Christina I said on her fucking neck.
Why they at you tonight?
Because that bitch always got something to say. That bitch always got something to fucking say. Like, she perfect. Bitch, please.
Get that semen out her throat.
This is the first time I ever heard Kurt come out of character on this show. What happened, Kurt?
She's feeling it. I said he off limits. He's off limits.
Oh, who's off limits?
Don't worry.
Shit. 15, Kurt said it's off limits, baby. Stay away from it. What's off limits, 15?
Wait a minute.
Kurt, wait a minute.
15 go. 15, while Kurt says stay away from it, it's off limits.
Wait, Kurt was talking to me?
Yeah,
yes.
Wait, first of all, who is Kurt?
Kurt from the chat room, BXK00.
Bitch, he wasn't talking to me.
Are you talking about dark-skinned, big-lip, ugly child that be on that little dark-skinned, big-lip, ugly child?
Kelly, see, that's what I'm talking about. That bitch always dreaming somebody. Like, bitch, you ain't got a face. Bitch, you ain't got a face. You're a black fucking dot, bitch.
Oh, you're right.
The chat room is dragging. They said, why y'all attacking 15 like this?
Because I'm sick of her. When the show come back on, you know, in the later year, I'm going to definitely need you to get a new co-host because she is late.
Hold on to my caller. Kurt, what happened?
What happened?
Yes, what happened with you and 15?
Oh, I just said he's off limits. She know what I'm talking about. She posting shit in the chat room with the rest of them.
Are you talking about father?
Oh, wait a minute. Okay. All right. See, I spooked. Wait. Okay. Miss Kelly.
Let me find out that y'all have a little cat fight over Eric right now.
No, it's not a fucking cat fight, Miss Ding. They're a bunch of motherfucking kittens, bitch, and I'm the Rockwella. And there ain't no cat fight, baby.
Nobody named 15.
Yo, wow.
You know what, for now, her name is Allison.
spot or something. That's what you want. Oh,
wait, I think this. I think this is Showgirls, baby.
I'm solidified. I am solidified.
Oh. You're not solidified nowhere.
Capricorns ain't checking for nothing else.
It's going to be all about the motherfucking Capricorn. Fuck Cancers, fuck Taurus, fuck Pisces, okay? It's all about
week,
fucking
though.
Geminis, okay?
Cancers,
Capricorns, and y'all the motherfucking Cancers and Taurus and everything. Y'all better stop y'all shit in the chat room if I have switchboard block y'all motherfucking asses. It's all about Geminis.
It's all about Geminis.
I'm going to call you tomorrow, Kels. I got to get up out of here. Eric, 718-483, you're live on the air. What the fuck you talking about, fuck Capricorns? Bitch, we start the year. Fuck a Capricorn. I'm Kelly. I start the year for y'all girls.
Okay, good for the Capricorns. Could someone get Eric back on the phone? I would like to invite him somewhere. Where is he at?
Eric went to bed. Eric has to get up and go to work.
Okay, well, you tell Eric that I want him to judge James. James would love for him to judge the ball Sunday.
Eric is leaving on Friday.
Oh, we're going to be in Miami.
Oh, have a good time. You're going to Miami. Oh, watch those sharks.
No, we don't get in the water. We just look cool.
You
should. Fly guys.
Is that what you're going to be in Miami? I have a good time in Miami.
Yeah, I'm in Miami.
Where is 15?
All the broke girls go to D.C. All the fab girls go to Miami. That's what I was told.
All the what?
I don't think that's not even going to dignify that with a response.
I'm really not.
That's what they told me, honey.
Well, tell that bitch I said to come say it to me, because not everybody that brokes go to D.C. People go where they want to go. People go where they choose to go. It does not mean that they're broke. I bet you it was a broke bitch that said that.
Honey, that's what they told me.
They're talking the right way. Y'all bitches got the right one. Be in D.C., be wherever you choose to be, but just be in peace and watch your fucking mouth.
Somebody in the chat room said, I'm from D.C., and that's true.
And that's all I got to say. Now, I hope to see everybody at the ball. And for those who are not going to the ball, have a trip to Miami. Enjoy yourself. And for those who really that is broke or you don't have it, you can't fly, or you don't want to go, you come on to D.C. and we'll have a real good time. We're part. And you better hope that a hurricane don't come rolling off the coast in Miami.
God bless you all.
You will all be in my prayers. And the weather will not be as sad as you guys think. But however it is, you all entitled to make your own choice. I'll be in D.C. Kelly will be in D.C. Oh, Kelly, you a broke bitch?
Oh, no, I'm not a broke bitch because my motherfucking suite is.
But you
going to
be on the panel in D.C.
My suite is $875 for the week.
I'm just asking if you was a broke. Oh, okay. Fifteen, you broke bitch?
No, I'm not, because I'll be in Miami.
Oh, okay. Well,
Friday,
you know,
Saturday,
like I said, D.C. this weekend, we're going to have a lovely time, a ball, a picnic. If you can't make it to Miami, if you choose not to go to Miami, you want to have some close distance fun, come to D.C. All that other negative stuff, y'all can blow it out my motherfucker.
Nicole. So you're saying what? James Ball is on Sunday night going into Monday morning, and the picnic is on Saturday, correct, or the Memorial Day?
And no, actually, the ball, right? The ball will end that morning, which is Monday, and that afternoon there will be a picnic, so that'll be the exit for the girls. So, you know, everybody, because some people got to leave Monday to be back to work Tuesday. So, you know, we just don't want to make it, well, everybody just go to the ball and just come back. It is Memorial Day, and 9 out of 10, if we weren't there, we'd either be in with our families or other people would be in Miami. So, for everybody that's coming to D.C., I and James greatly, and the whole House of Corn appreciates it. So, you know, and we are going to accommodate, and everybody's going to have fun.
I know, that's right,
honey. But on that note, we about to get up out of here because I'm hot. I need to go to bed, honey. I got to get up in the morning. I got a life, bitch.
I thought this was Vogue Tuesday. I was about to go ask you what you're going to go win face again.
No, it's not Vogue Tuesday. It's not tonight, honey. I got to get up in the morning, honey. You know, I got to go take my broke ass and go and get me some stuff from D.C.
Everybody get your stuff from D.C. And if you ain't getting no stuff from D.C. before you get there, you can get to D.C., Kelly, and do a Q shop. And it's your birthday, Miss Singh. You should have bags, girl.
Oh,
No. I'm trying, you know, because I'm broke, mistakes. So I need to find somebody to split this hotel room with me, because that's what the girls that go to Miami do. They split hotel room.
Well,
I need to find somebody to split this hotel room with me in D.C. because I'm broke. So, you know.
Well, yeah, if you broke, you know, that's where we're going. We broke, so whatever. Bitch.
I need to find somebody to split this hotel room with me because
Miami haven't been
Miami
the same and Sizzle haven't been the same in a long time. And I think it's always good for people to try something different. The Icon himself is trying something different. And I think everybody that really supports him should support him. And if you choose to go to Miami, have a safe trip. And I hope you have all the sun in the world that night.
Yeah.
Or day.
So, you know, and that's it. I mean, you know. But I'm going to have my broke ass in motherfucking D.C.
Your broke ass, you letting them call you that? No. What?
You know what, on a real note, I'm not a broke ass. I'm not a dumb bitch, honey. Why would I go to Miami and spend money when I'm going to D.C. and I'm going to make money in D.C. because they're paying me to MC the lesbian party on Saturday night and I'm MCing the lesbian ball on Sunday. So why would I go to Miami and spend money when I'm going to go to D.C. and make money? That's the real tea. Wait, hold on. We got to call before we get out of here. 252-267, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly, you want to know, is this girl named Tells X Tsunami going to be a nigga or not?
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
Is Tells, the ballerina be of Philly, going to be a nigga or not?
Hello?
Did you call him off? He was asking you if somebody was going to be a nigga or not.
Actually, I didn't cut him off. I wanted to know who was I speaking to. But, you know, I'm not gonna answer no questions. I want to know who am I speaking to. People are addressing me and asking me questions and stuff. I
about
know
your house
I,
and your organization and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so
the people coming up and saying, "Take the moment of truth, Miss Stanger." Nobody asked me no questions. I'm taking my broke ass to motherfucking D.C. I'm taking my broke ass to D.C. so I can go swimming in the pool, bitch. I'm about to put my motherfucking 22 inches of motherfucking wet and wavy in my motherfucking head, mistake. And I'm coming out, honey. So, Nicole, you got to be ready because I got this nasty motherfucking surprise for you, bitch. And when you see me in this, you're going to be like, bitch, you turned that out.
And
I
have advertising to finish. Like I said to everyone, have a wonderful night. I hope to see everybody this weekend. Tomorrow, the show, positive, and I do mean positive. Tomorrow, so make sure everybody come and they listen to the show. Don't go ditching and dodging. It probably can save your life. And for everybody that want to be somewhere that's nice and cool, where we're going to eat and have fun, you should be in D.C. You want to be rained on, go to the coast of Miami. God bless y'all.
Yes, it's definitely going to be a lot of events this weekend in Miami, honey. James Caan is having his ball. Mother Teresa is having her ball with Jamie Balenciaga and Misty Prada. It's going to be a lot of things going on this weekend in motherfucking D.C., bitch. So make sure y'all definitely come out and y'all have a fucking blast. And just have fun, bitch. And it's going to be a blast when I tell you. It's going to just be so much fucking fun, honey. And James has a lot of categories. Mother Teresa is having her ball, the woman's ball, at 1515 Rhode Island at the Doubletree Hotel. It's $15 to get in, Miss Thang. And grand prize is performance, Miss Thang. And it's with a signature dip. It's going to be fun. I'm going to be in D.C. I'm going to be in the motherfucking building. And I'm going to have a motherfucking blast. So, bitches, if you want to come out and have a blast, please come to D.C. and come and celebrate with me. It's my birthday weekend, and I'm going to party like a motherfucking rock star, and I'm going to be at all the motherfucking events, the lesbian events, the gay events. I'm going to be at all of them because I'm VIP, and I'm on the motherfucking guest list for all the motherfucking parties, bitch. So definitely come out and have a motherfucking ball, Miss Thang. I'll see y'all all back here tomorrow night for our positive show. I hope everybody come out in record numbers, and let's talk about all these situations that's going on with the girls, honey. And let Rihanna take us away, honey, come on, honey. And tomorrow night, we're going to open up the show with Beyonce, Who runs this motherfucker? The woman, bitch.
Nah, come on.